Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, welcome to the CarCast. I'm Matt, the Motorator DeAndre, here with Bill Goldberg. How you doing? In the garage today.
Matt, are you?
Yeah, in the garage today. Yeah, we got a little catching up to do. Last week, it just kind of the timing was a little odd where we had Dr. Jamie Meyer come in, and he's consulting with HPX, the new high performance expo that's I think going to be in Charlotte next year. And it's really coming out to be a really, really cool event, a combination of an enthusiast event, track days, car shows, and it's going to kick off with like 2 days of trade events. So sort of a SEMA show, B2B type of thing. And yeah, we were just kicking around some ideas on how to make that kind of special for the first year. And, you know, it'd be a cool event for us to go out and support.
I was just going to say, one of the best draws should have been CarCast live there.
Yeah. I mentioned that for sure, that we should try to put that on the menu out there. And I would say that they're very interested. And I think we would be very interested in doing it. And I love Jamie. And he's one of the first guys I met in this industry. And I told the story on the podcast before when I snuck into a SEMA show like 17 years ago. And just went around and just started introducing myself and said, this is what I'm doing. I'm trying to get into the space. And I walked into the GM booth and I was like, who's the boss? And they all kind of pointed to Dr. Meyer. And I was like, hey, I'm Matt. This is what I'm doing. He's like, sit down. Let's talk. Let's just, what do you want to do? Let's go. And
not many people in his position would have done that.
Yeah. And, you know, 17 years later, we're still having great conversations and growing and expanding. And he was president of PRI for 2 years and expanded the SEMA garage in Detroit. He built that out, and the enthusiast membership program for PRI and for SEMA. He was on the PRI side. He's done a lot. So super smart guy. I like him a lot. So if you missed that podcast, go back and listen to that to hear about this new show, because you can participate in sort of a SEMA show that you can participate in. Let me remind you guys about our friends at BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball and golf to soccer and all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. They have every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with over 150 different slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. That's 50% off at BLEAV. That's the promo code. Bet online. The game starts here. You had a runoff and you got the call and said, you know, come get the Cobra. Well, the Cobra body.
Yeah, it had been at Expel for a lengthy period of time. And it turns out that, man, right now everybody's busy. And so they need space, and they kind of kicked me out. But it had been there for a long period of time. So I went to Bird Imports and we picked up a big trailer, hooked it up to the TRX and drove up there. And actually the episode's going to be on Friday. So we should have, let's just say we should have called before we went.
Okay. Yeah, what happened?
We should have not had the cameras rolling right when we walked in the door. you know, I mean, sometimes there are issues and I will spill the beans. Unfortunately, even though I said the Cobra was the most difficult car to wrap, it's even harder than we imagine. So there's a couple areas that are, that we have question about. And so I'm going to have another visit from Wild Bill, it looks like. So
we knew it was going to be difficult and they told you that ahead of time. And as they were doing it, so we don't really know if it can be done. They've done it, but we don't know how it's going to hold up because it has to settle and
I don't want to use the word impossible, but it's nearly impossible to get a product that's of that thickness to do what you're asking it to do in these two spots. And there's only like a couple spots. It's extremely noticeable, and it's a place where we put a patch because we knew it was the most difficult area. And I guess not enough glue was applied, whatever it is. But again, you know, it's just, I'm appreciative that they're continuing to come out and rectify the little issues that arise. The car's not even together yet and it's kind of lifting. But again, it's like asking somebody to do the impossible.
Yeah.
I'm just appreciative that it's to the level that it is. I mean, it's 99.9% done and we have a couple areas. So it is what it is, but tune in to Goldberg's Garage Friday night and see, or Friday afternoon to see the episode. We continued with the teardown a little bit more. We pulled the shocks off. I hooked up with Bilstein and sending the shocks to them, pulled the radiator off, hooked up with Be Cool again. And they're going to copy that bad boy. And then wheels and tires are next. You and I were just talking off the air about Cerakoting and about powder coating and about anodizing. And, you know, there are certain areas of certain questions, right? Whether it's the window frame or whether it's the gas cap, like we were talking about off air. You don't want to powder coat because it's too thick a process and you won't be able to get the window frame in, and or not the window frame, but the window itself in with the gasket. So little areas like that. And thanks to you for bringing it up, whether I anodize it or whether I Cerakote it, which, you know, I mean, I never even thought about getting it Cerakoted, but it makes complete sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we were talking about was, and it's been a while since we brought up the 95 Lightning, but my friend Chris Brown is a great car designer. He came over a while ago and we were working on designing new door handles and side mirrors for my 95 Lightning. And it kind of started because the quarter window on the 95 Lightning on the doors, we removed that and did a single glass conversion. So it gave me an opportunity to move the mirrors forward on the door a little bit more, so they're a little bit easier to see. And for those of you on YouTube, this that I'm holding up, this is the base of the mirror. So this attaches to the door, the mirror attaches here. And it's funny because the piece that we made, the glass is like a Bronco 2. It's an old little tiny Bronco 2 piece of glass that works. And
what's that? What's the material? What's it made out of?
This is billet aluminum. So we 3D printed versions and refined it. And then this was sent to Evod. The file was sent to Evod. This is all billet aluminum. It first came in a little heavy. So before we coated it, we ended up pocketing it as much as we can on the backside to reduce the weight hanging off the door. And it's still pretty beefy. And then the mirror part will screw into here. And then this uses there's two factory holes in the door. So we used two of them. We added a third one, but the whole base of the mirror that attaches to the door has been lengthened and it moves the mirror further forward, but without filling the holes, welding them, and then cutting new holes, right? So we're using the existing holes, but just in CAD design, being able to reshape this. So the stock mirror mounts here and here normally, and the mirror comes up here, like kind of in the middle of what I'm showing here. So we moved it back and without just in creative design. And this is Cerakoted. This is sort of a matte finish, slightly off black. I wouldn't say it's a deep, deep black. It's meant to be sort of a gray black.
Cerakote as opposed to powder coat because of what? What are the advantages to Cerakote?
So, listen, they're both durable. I just wanted a slick surface to it. And I did the door handles to match because we custom made billet aluminum door handles as well. And I believe Chris was just saying he felt like the durability of the Cerakote on the door handles, because they do guns and do all kinds of stuff, would hold up better. But also
better than handle, a powder coat.
I think in this instance, he's saying he believes yes, but also it was thinner. It was thinner. And we made a billet aluminum push button, right? Because the handle is, you grab it and it has a push button. On the factory setup, it's a cast piece of metal with a plastic button, and it feels weird. And it wobbles a little because it's not put in there kind of tight. It has to kind of move. So he designed a piece with an aluminum button and 3D printed like a plastic, like a soft plastic sleeve that the button fits into, so it doesn't wobble and fits solid. And the Cerakote, the thinness, allowed us to really get that plastic gasket, if you will, snug around the push button.
Yeah, it makes sense. Complete.
And I was just talking to a friend, Sean. It was Adam's shop guy, and saying, hey, I might need some modifications. Can we work together on installing this and getting it done and see how it turns out? I'll post some pictures and stuff once we get it installed. It's been a while. I've been staring at these pieces for a little while. And then while I was there, because you were talking about matching, you know, on the Cobra, the gas cap and the window frame and some of the, you know, maybe one badge or something like that. So I had billet badges make me the side emblems and the Ford emblem on the front and the rear. It's the Ford oval emblem. But instead of the blue, we did it years ago, and it's kind of a gray. So, and on the back, on the side, it says F-150, but it says supercharged, and it's made to mimic the same design of the original F-150 badge that was on the Lightning. But since we were Cerakoting all these pieces, I took those badges off. I sent them in all at the same time and said, do the badges the same exact, you know, kind of off black matte Cerakote. So, the mirrors, the handles, the badges, the Ford ovals, they're all matched to now. And it looks, I think it looks great.
We talked about it for a second. And the next question would be, what do I do with the side pipes? Right. Cause they gotta be black. I mean, everything else is going to be black. They're going to be a semi-gloss. So do I go powder coat? No, I can't use powder coat. Do I do jet hot, or do I do, you know, Cerakote?
Yeah, so we were looking at Zycote a while back, and the guys over there, Tim's the owner, we like them a lot, and Zycote is a really cool process, kind of like a jet hot coat, where you sandblast the pieces. And you can spray it yourself. It's they have a spray can version, but for what you're talking about for the side pipes, you want to use the
them to do it.
Yeah, you want them to do it, and you want the Zybar product. So this is like in a bottle, and you use a spray gun to do it. And they have a satin bronze, a black, sort of a cast gray, and an aluminum finish. And this is kind of what you want, and a really, really good coating with good heat protection properties. What we're seeing on the screen is the satin bronze, but I remember also seeing this quite a bit at the SEMA show, and they had a big twin turbo car and
midnight black.
Yeah, there it is. This is the midnight black, and you can see it's kind of a satin. I think there is a clear coat you can put on it if you want it gloss, but I think this is pretty much straight up what you're looking for.
Absolutely.
Is this type of look to it. And they did the cast gray. Info.
I'm going to reach out after this podcast for sure.
And by the way, for the guys that are listening, if you're restoring a product, they're cast gray. Like if you're doing cast exhaust manifolds or even an intake manifold, their cast gray is pretty, it's pretty good. That's pretty spot on. It's a really great kind of coding process. Or, but anyway, I'll put you in touch with them and you can reach out and kind of talk to them about what you're doing. And I mean, they've done long tube headers and stuff, so I'm sure they can do longer pipes.
Yeah.
I imagine people take apart exhaust, you know, if Richard Waitis came out and was working on one of your cars and custom made an exhaust, then once he's done, you can unbolt it, take it apart, send it to them and have them coat the whole thing. Like if on one of your muscle cars, you wanted it all black, or
he's coming out and doing the Cobra.
He's going to come out and do the Cobra. Of course. Yeah. So when he's done, then you can tell him, hey, we're going to send it out to Zycoat. And I'm like, great. I know those guys. We're going to, here you go. You know, maybe that's an idea.
In advance, that's all.
Yeah, because if you tell him in advance, then he'll put the, you know, he'll put the V bands and stuff on there and be able to break it apart the way it needs to be broken apart. But and you know, we've looked at other solutions as well. There's some other things. I'm not a big fan of the paint. I you know, just the do it yourself kind of spray on paint.
You know, if you want to roadkill it, yeah, that's all good, but not for a finished car.
Yeah, I think you just want to do a proper coating on it. It really is about the prep more than anything. A while back, I went over to Nelson Racing Engines. He's just built some crazy, crazy stuff there and just cranking out crane engines. And I was talking to Tom Nelson going, you know, everybody's buying these blacked out packages and stuff from you. And how are you doing it? And, you know, cause you're doing aluminum blocks and cast blocks. And it's like, how are you doing it? And he's like, he goes, for us, it's the prep. It's not really the paint itself. And, he was telling me that, I don't know, he uses different, you know, whatever engine paints, even spray can stuff, because it's a texture. So you don't really notice the block of the cast. It's all textured. You don't really know it. You don't need a super smooth finish to it. Unless he's doing like his alien intake and stuff, which I think might end up being anodized. I don't know if they're powder coated. They might be anodized as well. And he was just saying that he goes, here's the process. And he was kind of walking me through it. And the short answer is, he goes, you've got to wash that block. And then he uses like an industrial or aeromotive grade, like acid that he just wipes on and brushes on and wipes off, and then uses the tack cloth as the final step. And then he goes, and then a primer, it's got to be super clean. It's all about the acid washing and the cleaning, right? Super, super clean. Don't even touch it with a finger. You know, you're wearing rubber gloves the whole time. You do your primer, and he goes, and then it's the timing. It's like the primer needs to be set and just a little bit of tack to it, a little bit of stickiness to it. And a way to do it is like spray the block and something else, anything, just something else, like on your workbench, a piece of metal. So you can touch that. You can stick your finger in it and go, is it sticky? And right before, like after it sets, like, it's like, I don't know, it's like a 10-minute window. He gave me the specs on it. And he goes, then spray your black or whatever color you're going to do. In this case, it's mostly black. Spray your black on it. He goes, it's the prep and the timing between there. And he goes, it seems to hold up. That's it. And this is why I'm saying, send it out and get it done, because the prep and the timing of everything, I think is going to be key.
Yeah. 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 And I don't want to have to take the time to prep it like that. So.
Yeah. And for the pieces you're talking about, the exhaust pieces and stuff, even though they're brand new and Richard Waitis is building it from scratch, you still would send it out and probably get it blasted. They would do a blast on it and then coat it. Yeah.
Especially. Yeah.
But yeah, it's gotta be exciting. That car's gonna be badass. I mean, it was always kind of cool, but
you know, I guess the only, Ron Francis is doing the harness.
Yeah.
I'm the remaining thing are the wheels and tires, whether I go with 15 inch Halibrand, you know, real knockoffs, or 16 inch. I don't know. Tire wise, I want a 15 inch.
Yeah.
Brake wise, I don't know. You know, I reached out to Bear and they're on board. And so I'm going to keep the Jag rear end. It just seems to be such a favorable choice for many of kit cars. It's, you know, and then then we go back together.
Any way you slice it, it's over the top as it is. It's got way too much engine and it doesn't have nearly enough weight. Like any way you look at this car, it's out of control.
How it'll be upgraded, you know, and a little bit safer, you know, up to 2024 technology. I did it is doing the steering column. So I tried to get a tilt, but on a car with 33-inch steering column, there's not much room. And
it's not much room.
But I'm making advancements as much as humanly possible to make it as favorable as possible when I drive it so that I don't kill myself.
Yeah. You know, someone like Painless or I Did It or the guys doing the steering columns, they would have ways to make one for you as well. I believe you can custom order one, if need be, if you know, like if you had room in the vehicle to like get a little bit of a tilt or something like you're talking about, you might be able to talk to those guys, you know, what do you have? And if we can't, can something be made?
I'm going to have to put the body back on and get everything fitted.
Yeah.
The dash is going to be a new dash. It may be an inch different than the other, you know, things may not line up exactly how they did prior. So, and the seat's altered. The seat's going to be completely different. So you'll take 2 inches out of the height of the seat.
Yeah.
So, you know, it has to do with the placement of the column. So I reached out, like I said, and I got them on call. So once I get that body on, we can get to that.
On my red Cobra, my red Mustang Cobra, the steering column in my car, the 93 car, it didn't have a tilt column. Earlier Fox Mustangs did because it didn't have an airbag. When it went to airbag, it didn't have a tilt column. But I never really liked the placement of it. Me being a shorter guy, I would have to sit higher or the angle of through the steering wheel to the gauges. Now I can go to an aftermarket column and an aftermarket steering wheel and solve that problem easily. But of course, me being me, that's not the way I did it. I did it the more complicated way because I wanted the OE look. I know the airbag steering wheel is ugly, but because the theme of that build was supposed to be period correct build, you know, we talked about it before, the original GT40 Cobra intake, the GT40 heads. So I wrapped the steering wheel, did an Alcantara, but it still has the airbag in it. So the entire steering column that's fixed, if sort of in the middle of here, we're kind of showing it on YouTube. If this is the firewall, the steering column being here on the inside, I moved the whole thing. I tilted the whole thing. So I tilted the steering wheel down a little bit. And then which meant in the engine compartment, I needed to change the angle of where the steering column ended and connected to the rack and pinion steering. And again, Sean, who I mentioned earlier, so we custom made the joints for it. We ordered up pieces and he welded on the frame a piece so I can, instead of going from the steering column to one U-joint, one shaft, we did two. We put a bend in it. So he welded to the frame a fixed point to do it.
But I've got an eyelet so that you can.
That's right. That's what he got. It goes through it. Yeah, it goes through the eyelet. And then there's a U-joint in there is what we did. So underneath the dash, I moved the steering wheel down a little bit. So I have a better view of the gauges and the steering wheel is not above the dash too much. And we've solved the problem in the engine compartment instead.
Damn, good job.
You know, and it has a completely new, like, Flaming River rack and pinion steering with a new K member. And we just got it all to work. And it feels good. It's smooth. I haven't driven the car yet. It's not done. But as I'm sitting in it, it seems like it would work. I guess we'll see. You know, the shitty part is if that weld doesn't hold up. That's the only thing I told Sean. I was like, yeah, put that eyelet in there. We'll put the U-joint. I go, but everything is on your weld right now. Like, I know you've welded a lot of stuff, but this is it. Like, you've got to nail this weld.
And yeah.
It's a beefy piece of round tube, you know, metal, and it's right on the frame. And yeah, I'm sure it's more than enough. You know, I gotta, all my trust is in Sean's ability to do it.
All my trust is in that one weld.
Yeah. It's just all in that one weld. But on your Cobra, as you get into the breaks, there's been, you know, these guys like Wilwood and Bear and even Brembo to an extent, they've done so many different applications. They've been asked by so many different builders and racing teams to come up with solutions that I'm sure they're going to be able to find something that works. I would say this, though. I know we get really caught up in how many pistons, 4 piston, 6 piston, 8 piston. And sure, that is a component to it. And I'm not pretending to be a brake expert, but surface area is also the thing. And I learned this when we were working on my truck with Wilwood, and I had put a big 6 piston brake package on it. And I spoke to Mike at Wilwood and I said, this just doesn't feel right. Like, it feels better than it did before, but it doesn't feel like it's a significant, like a huge change. And he was like, tell me what parts you're using. And I didn't buy a Wilwood. So I bought the Wilwood calipers and the brake kit from a third party company that made them fit for the truck. This wasn't a Wilwood kit. Mm-hmm. So somebody engineered a kit with Wilwood parts, and he pulled up the specs of the original Ford Lightning, which the Ford Lightning had like upgrade. It's a big cast, I don't know, 2 piston caliper, but it was off like the heavy duty, like F-250s or the Vans. I think it was off of like a van, the Ford van. So he pulled the specs on that original piece. And then he looked at my new Wilwood 6 piston caliper. And he said, the overall surface area of the original cast 2 piston was still greater than the new 6 piston. So the technology and everything was new, but it wasn't more brake. And he said, we can swap out your calipers to this larger surface area caliper without taking up much real estate and actually bolting onto the same caliper or the same bracket. Mm-hmm. So that's something to think about. Now, your car is so light, you have crazy power, but you're not stopping 7,000 pounds.
No, you know? No, nor do I want to fly through the windshield, you know, the same.
Right. Like you want it to match up. And also, you don't want it to lock up every time you touch the brakes. Like, there needs to be a balance there. Honestly, the heaviest thing in the car is you, right? You know, the block's probably, I don't know, is it aluminum block?
Probably aluminum, yeah.
It's probably aluminum block, aluminum heads. I don't know what that, you know, like, yeah. So anyway, it's just kind of a thought was, yeah, talk, definitely. Listen, I got Bear brakes on the other Mustang too, and they're fantastic. I did an event. I did I forgot the name of it now, this big Spectre 314, I think it was. This, I don't know, like, Canyon race. It's kind of like a Silverstone Classic or even like a Pikes Peak. We did that, and they put me in one of their, you know, Gen 2 Camaros and went through this process of finding the right brakes and the right, you know, to match that car. And it was all Bear brake stuff, and it worked fantastic. So, and we've used Wilwood on racing cars, Brembo on the racing cars. We've used Bear brakes, and I like all those guys. I like all those companies.
I would imagine it's shooter preference or application specific, you know?
Yeah. So anyway, that sounds exciting. That's going to be coming along a little bit more. Is she going to post a video up to Goldberg's Garage on the Cobra this week?
On Friday, for sure. And now, you know, you brought another idea up. I am definitely going to try to do the Cerakoting thing, because now I'm thinking about the gauge rings and the headlight rings, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I want that really thin. So.
And if you, you know, you can take them a lot of the pieces and go, here you go. Like everything's labeled, everything's in bags, everything's ready to go, or
already done. Yeah. Stripped down to the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to have to do any work. I mean, what a pain in the ass people are that don't take their parts completely apart once they hand them to the, I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty anal about my stuff, and I just want them to do their job as opposed to having to deconstruct stuff when I can do it. So,
yeah, because people take stuff and they expect the shop to do all the work, and then they wonder why the turnaround time is taking months. It's like, yeah, because you brought us a bunch of extra work. You know, we're a coding company, and you turn us into mechanics. You know, like
path of least resistance, right? If all you do is hand them shit that's already stripped down, all they have to do is do their job and hand it back to you.
Yeah.
But if you don't, then they have all the right to take their time. I mean, because you didn't have the foresight to be conscious enough to do the work for them. So I don't know. At the end of the day, it's like anything else in the car world, man. You know, it's trying to be respectful to the guys that you're asking to do work for you.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, totally. Totally agree with that. You want to be a good customer, you know?
Oh, well, yeah, because I mean, they're going to go the extra. I mean, it's like anything else, work ethic, man. If you appreciate a customer, then you're going to go the extra mile to make that customer happy, you would think. Right. So if you don't appreciate the customer and he doesn't appreciate you by handing you parts that you have to deconstruct before you paint them or powder coat him. Yeah. I mean, I'd have a chip on my fucking shoulder. Yeah. Smash his part. You know, yeah. Whatever. I don't know. I mean, you treat people how you want to be treated. That's all.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
All right. So I was thinking about a couple of weeks ago, you were talking about the drag race with the boys, Kid Rock and the guys and getting in the twin turbo car. And you were talking a lot about not just getting used to driving the twin turbo car, but learning it from Mario, who built it. And he's had a lot of experience driving those types of cars. So I started thinking about that. And I was like, you know what? It's a good point. So I took my new Ford Lightning back to Eibach. They wanted to fix something on the suspension. When the spring settled a little bit, it was kind of sitting on the rear, was sitting on the bump stops. Mm. It just ended up being a very, very, very uncomfortable ride. And they got feedback, you know, our guys like Mike, me, there's a handful of us that are testing the product, prototyping the product. And they called back in and said, we've got some ideas. You know, actually, I didn't even reach out to them yet. I didn't get around. They reached out to me and they go, we have a feeling your truck might not be riding very well. And I said, yeah, that's it. I meant to say that. And they said, bring it in. We're going to fix it up for you. But they asked to have the truck for a few days. And I was like, you know what? That's fine. It gives me an opportunity to get a little seat time on the twin turbo Mustang. Ray finished the tune and all I did was drive it from his shop to mine. It's about an hour drive, but I'm just sitting on the freeway, you know, doing 60 the whole time. Didn't really get to stretch its legs at all. So, you know, it's all cleaned up. I had it here all cleaned up, polished up, and got a chance to get in it. So I've been driving it for a few days. I got a few more days, probably till after the holiday weekend before I get my truck back. And around 4,000 RPM, those turbos hit hard. Like, and I mean, first gear, second gear, third gear, you got your foot in it at third gear, not even 100% throttle. You're 80% there. When those turbos kicked in at 4,000 RPM, it breaks the tires loose. And so it's interesting where you're like, off the line, I've got a little bit of buffer, like compared to the GT500, right? Similar horsepower, but like your Hellcats, that twin screw supercharger, it's so much torque on the low end. You're at 2,500 RPM roughly, and you're making full boost. So it just tears up tires from the launch. That's why those cars are hard to launch. The turbo car, it's got good power, but it really doesn't start making it until a little bit higher up in the RPM. And so it kicks in at 4,000, not 2,000, you know? So I haven't hit the drag strip or anything, but I'm thinking I might be able to get a better launch in the turbo car than I would be in the supercharged, like the GT500.
I think the opposite, right? Although it's you and your car, but it's like the flag drop. Okay. We rate, Wagner was driving someone's 170. Yeah. And Mario was driving my twin turbo when we raced, and Wagner smoked us off the line because it was a flag. It was a flag drop.
Yeah.
So we didn't have the opportunity to hit the first bulb and spool up and then stage. Right. You don't know when, I mean, he could hold his hands up for an hour, you know, and you blow your motor. Right. So it depends on the circumstances. I completely believe, I mean, if you know a turbo car, then you have the ability to use it like I can a supercharged car. But can you? I mean, I just don't know it enough. There's no instant feedback for a turbo for me because it all lags, right? It has to spool up and then the turbo kicks in, but it's not a gradual process. It's a sequential process, but the sequence isn't as predictable as a supercharger by any means, right? So once you're in, the second stage hits and you're in the throttle, you can't just let off of the throttle at a certain point and have it respond.
Yeah.
Supercharger does with the torque, right? So it's just a feeling thing, right? Again, I just don't have any experience, and fortunately I'm smart enough to be afraid of it, right? I think because I'm freaking so old and the experience has kicked in. And I mean, that car is fucking terrifying. I'm sorry. It's terrifying. When we hit that third stage and spun the tires and then locked up the front right, I mean, it was sketchy, you know, and I'm in the passenger seat and I trust Mario with everything, quite obviously, because I'm letting him do that in my car while I'm in it. Right. It's different if I'm not in it, but I had complete trust in him. I didn't even think about it. I wasn't scared at all, but it was to a point where I couldn't imagine being comfortable enough to do what he did in that car. And for that car to be as fun as it should be, you have to be that comfortable with it. And it's just seat time.
That's what I was going to say. It's seat time. Although it's interesting because the turbo car, it's making more power than, say, like my E46 BMW that I had that I bought from Adam Carolla. But that had a Vortex supercharger on it, and that comes on a little later. It's not quite as instant as your twin screw superchargers, like in your Hellcat and stuff. And we're probably running similar boost, about 10 pounds of boost in the BMW and in this car. And that car came on, it maybe was a little smoother, a little more linear, like you're talking about, but it came on. Like when you were up in, you know, that 4,000 RPM range, you feel that supercharger kicking in more, because that type of supercharger is, you know, kind of like a belt driven turbo in a sense. So it's different, just a different feeling. Listen,
different.
It's fun as shit. It's so much fun.
Fun, but it's not manageable. It's not okay. You're out at Bondurant, and I don't know what the best analogy is going to be, right? You're in a situation and you've gone too far and you let off the throttle. I can't give you the best analogy.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what I've been doing, because I'm just leaning into it a little bit, like, you know, on a straight piece of road, like on ramp, I leave my shop and there's a little bit of like, there's like a freeway off ramp, and I drive alongside of it, and then I catch up with traffic. So I get a little bit of a strip there that's kind of just free and clear, with no stops, no lights, nobody driving in front of, nobody pulling, you know, it's just a small little piece, but it's a way. But as I've been noticing this thing starting to hit pretty hard around 4,000 RPM, is I lean on it, and as I glance down a little bit at the tack, around that 4,000 RPM range, I back off a little bit. I'm still accelerating and throttling. I back off a little bit so I don't get that scary break loose. And then I get back on it a little bit, and then I'm out of road. So
it's a feel and a timing thing, which you can only learn by the seat time.
That's it. It's just the seat time. Now, the car is fun, and you know, we did the audio system in that car, so it's got more sound deadening and stuff. So between the engine noise and the sound deadening, you don't realize it, but I keep pulling up to people and they notice the car. I even pulled up to Tammy. We both left the shop and she was driving next to me. And then I go, "Hey, this car is feeling good." She's like, "It makes a lot of whoosh noises." It whooshes a lot. I was like, "Yeah." And I realized Eric Kendricks, he was on the show a while back, a football player, and we were leaving an event. He was in his Porsche. I think he had a GT3 RS or something like that. And he left in front of me, and then he got on it, and then I left behind him, and then I kind of got up next to him and just kind of hit it. And then we both stopped at a stoplight, and he rolls his window down. He's like, "Whoosh." He's like, "That thing sounds awesome." And in my head, cause I didn't notice it unless I put the windows down or at least turn the radio off, I go, "Oh yeah, this is a V8. This is a 5-liter V8 pushing twin turbos. Like, it's going to whoosh. This isn't, you know, an inline four."
That was the wrong car to put a badass sound system in. I know it didn't cost you anything, but I mean, you want to hear that you want to hear that motor, man.
Although the sound system is great. I'm kind of an audiophile. I've done it in all my cars, but listen, when I left Ray's shop and I was sitting in traffic driving home, then the audio system was fantastic. But yeah, just around here, just going back and forth to the shop here, it's been a blast, to say the least. It's been a fun car. I've got to get some video of it. I got to figure that out. What do you got there on your phone? Yeah, I see you. This is the launch.
Listen.
I don't know if we can hear it. Yeah, I can't hear it. Yeah, it's not coming through on the
can't
sound,
hear it.
But No, but you put it up on your Instagram, right?
No, it's on my YouTube shorts.
Oh, YouTube shorts, yeah.
But the sound of that thing just doing a burnout.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're talking about. So if you go to Goldberg's Garage and go to the latest shorts that I did, it's that aerial view.
Yeah, I have it here. I'm loading it up. I don't think the sound comes through, but
will you be able to hear it in your
I hear it. I hear it through my headphones, and I see you guys doing the burnout and hear the sound.
Listen to at the end of it. And that's the sound that you're talking about.
Yeah, that was the burnout. And I hear it when you get off it. Kind of this whistle.
I mean, everybody who is a turbo guy just creams their pants when they hear that, right? And it's a cool
and that's
sound.
The thing is, on a muscle car like that, my Mustang, you don't expect it because you know it's not a turbo car. Or you think you know.
Mario.
That car is sick. That car is
for
sick.
Me to just do that burnout, it's going to take me a freaking day of concentrating on it, right? Hitting the line, you know, keeping my butt puckered. I mean, it's just experience. That's all. I mean, as well as I can drive a supercharged car, I don't, I'm a newbie in a turbo car.
I'm gonna have to get some video of the car so you guys can kind of hear what it sounds like and get a taste of it. I gotta figure
definitely
out a way.
Turn that freaking radio down.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn the radio down and I'm gonna find a way to mic it up. It's hard to do because you want to get a good sound but not wind noise. So I'll probably use like a remote mic and figure it out. So I want you to be able to hear the engine and hear the noise it makes.
Just put a GoPro next. Just put a GoPro next.
Yeah.
It'll pick it up.
But it's loud enough inside the car as well. So I'll come up with something. And you're right. I should put it up. So Goldberg's Garage YouTube channel. Go check that out. Go to the YouTube shorts and you'll see the most recent one up there. You'll see it says that sound. It's the Charger turbocharged.
I'm a less is more guy, right? You know, I mean, I don't like to try to trick anybody into watching my shit. It's just listen to that sound. It's so cool. I love it.
Yeah, it's a cool car. It's such a badass car. But all right. So I think we're gonna wrap things up for today. What else is on the menu? Got the video coming up on Friday for the Cobra. Yeah.
Cobra update with the new wrap and the shocks being disassembled and the radiator and all that kind of stuff. And stuff's going out to powder coating. What am I doing next? I got Holly MSD sent us all the stuff for the Candymatic. Have to switch out the ignition box and the distributor and the plug wires and the coil. And cross your fingers that thing will be idling good, and then we can get it on the show. So. That's it, man. Got another podcast coming up here in a minute with CT Fletcher, and Gage is in town for the week.
Nice.
So that's why I got a big smile on my face, and that's it, man.
Yeah. Well, have a good time. Have a good fourth. Have a safe one. And we'll see you guys next week. Until next time, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms. then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Eddie Murphy is back as Axel Foley in Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F. He's rejoined by familiar faces like Judge Reinhold and John Ashton as Rosewood and Taggart, along with new characters and new hijinks.
I didn't realize that you couldn't really fly helicopters.
Watch Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F. now, only on Netflix. Rated R.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.